It's time for the Big D Bob podcast.
Why do people do podcasts again? Is this because if you don't, did they start because when people don't have like an outlet, like they didn't have a radio show, so they just do a podcast?
Right.
Isn't it ironic that we have a radio show when we're doing a podcast?
You know, that's the way I felt for a long time, but it's different because we get to do something different. I mean, we do a radio show, but there's certain things we won't talk about on the air. And if we so chose to, we could talk about them here. Like, you know, that whole big drama with the bathroom where it wouldn't flush right and all that. We would not waste people's time on the radio doing it. But we'll waste
it
right here.
Sure we
will. We will waste your time.
But we'll waste their time on a podcast.
Like, we're about to have a big open house for a bunch of radio dignitaries coming up here this week, you know? And
dignitary. You need to look that up. I don't think dignitaries
You keep using that word, and I don't think it means what you think it means.
It's a bunch of radio guys. Guys who just, they're like no different than anyone else. Anyway, they just do radio.
They're coming in, and we're sitting here trying to plan, like, what are we going to do? Because I don't know who it was. Somebody said they called it breakfast. Was that you who came up with that?
Patrick. It was my way to get everybody here.
Let's have breakfast with Big D and Bubba.
They're not coming here. They're not coming here to have breakfast.
Well, they are now.
But they are.
Because if you say come here for breakfast with Big D and Bubba,
you better have breakfast.
You better feed them.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, you could not have anything here at all, and no one would think anything about it. So now we're going to sit
here. I'm sorry. Hold on. No, wait. You are so wrong.
Yeah,
remember,
you're talking about
radio people who live for free food.
And
not
free shirts. And free CDs. And
yes.
Free.
I thought these were dignitaries.
People. No, there's like a...
They
like
are dignitaries.
Some of them are, but some of them are just radio guys like us that are coming in from, you know, out of town. And I'm telling you,
they
want
say
free
breakfast,
food. You say breakfast, they're going to skip
breakfast
they're gonna at
get
the hotel.
Donuts.
They're going to come here.
That's what they're going to get. Because... And to be honest with you,
I think donuts is a good thing because that's a little bit of something for everybody. We get a bunch like of chocolate covered ones, and then we get some glazed ones, and that's it.
You're just gonna do donuts.
What do you want to do? You want to have like an omelet station?
I don't want to have an omelet station
with the black guy in the little top hat, looks like Chef Boyardee, asking if you want black olives.
The catering places, yeah. No, we aren't gonna have somebody come in here and cater and sit there with a hot plate cooking for us.
We're getting donuts, dude, because you know why? We're paying for it.
Right.
So we're getting donuts.
Donuts is cheap.
And
how many people is it supposed to be?
30.
Okay, so 30, and you figure 3 donuts a person, so we need 100 donuts.
Who eats 3 donuts?
I eat 3 donuts.
Look at you. There's no way you eat 3 donuts.
Oh, dude, I could eat a dozen.
You got to compensate with there's going to be some little woman that will eat, you know, one
half of one. You say that. No.
Oh, but
you're incorrect.
But in a crowd of people.
The lady who won the most hot dogs.
I get it. Women can eat a lot of stuff. I'm saying in a crowd of people and she's in a suit, she's going to eat one or none. Oh. But then there's going to be some big schlub like me or... In this case, me, who will eat 4 or 5 donuts.
Yeah, so. I'm with him. You have to have at least 3 per person. And
don't
if
you
30,
feel nasty after you eat a donut? Like they taste good at first, and then about 10 minutes later, I get a thing in my head. Like
donuts are manna from heaven.
8 dozen. That's probably enough.
How much is 8 dozen?
I don't know.
How much is a dozen? Yeah, how much is a dozen?
It depends what kind we get, but that's not going to break. It's going to be like $100. It's not going to.
$100 for donuts.
Do any drinks?
Stupid.
Yeah, we probably need drinks.
We need to get one of those coffee things because we would go broke if we're giving everybody K-cup things out of our Green Mountain deal.
Probably need to have
what you do, you get Starbucks has the big,
why
the carafe deal,
the big box. Why don't we go do Starbucks and get it, you know, done by Starbucks?
What, like all the pastries?
Yeah,
no, because you want to talk about expensive.
I'm trying to make it nice, but not
donuts
too expensive.
Donuts and Starbucks
like,
is perfect. Donuts and I don't care if it's Starbucks or a local coffee place or whatever.
Or do Dunkin' Donuts where they have coffee and donuts.
I'm just saying make it easy because these people aren't coming here to eat. They're coming here just to say hi.
And check out the new facility. I understand that, but you also don't want to show up and have it be like donuts on the counter.
Yeah.
Like we don't have a table to put
donuts. Where are you going to go back to something?
We need a table.
Yeah, we do need a table. I'm going to go back to something, though. Remember you said, why would we do a podcast? We have a radio show. This is why. So we can have this conversation.
So you can hear the conversations that we have.
Yeah, so people can kind of get to know us a little bit better. I mean, Patrick and I, we want the
Can we put like a tip jar like to help pay for it?
You know, I think that would be funny.
It's a business expense. It's a write-off. It's okay.
I think
we're buying breakfast for people that we're trying to impress.
Think if we have a little bucket that says please donate to the non
putting a tip bucket.
Well, we could.
Well,
just hear me out.
No,
please donate to the non corporate radio fund. No. We're small business owners, and we want
to make things. We want. Why are we bringing people here to see our cool new studio that we just built?
Right.
So you want to also give the impression that you're too cheap to buy them a decent breakfast?
Well, I mean, if it makes you feel better, let's put a picture of some kid on the front.
No, you did not just say that.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah,
we totally
and we
should
don't
do
say
that.
We don't say anything. We don't say that this is for this kid. Okay, we don't say there's anything wrong with this kid.
You know,
no one's coming with cash anyway.
Okay,
I have a better idea.
Instead of a kid, we just put a dinosaur on there and say, "Save the dinosaurs," and just see what happens. Then nobody can get mad at us for putting a kid on the.
Speaking of dinosaur, do you know what Patrick and I were doing yesterday afternoon after you were gone?
What?
We were in here. Looking up on the internet.
Don't tell him, because then he'll ruin the surprise.
Well, we're not really doing it.
Well, it's too late anyway. He already went there.
It was really expensive. Yeah. Speaking of wasting
money. You know when you get off the elevator?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to stand up.
We've got the walk the line right there and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, there's that corner right across, right in front of the elevator. There's like a corner and nothing in it.
Right.
It's kind of dark. We thought, how cool it would be to have a Kalijah, like a 6-foot-tall wooden carved... cigar Indian sculpture.
Well, why didn't you guys? There was that one that somebody made out of propane tanks we looked at yesterday.
Okay, no, that is not, oh
that's
my god,
cool.
That,
no, because no, that's art. No, it's ugly, but it's artsy, dude.
No, it's not artsy.
It looked like I made it.
It was a totem pole made out of propane tanks. Oh. It was awesome.
And then they put googly eyes on. No, you guys are haters.
That's
not the store. It's like an old fashioned cigar store Indian statue, like the kind we had. You know, 100 years ago, the kind Hank Williams wrote Kalijah about.
Okay, you and I have never seen one in the wild. Have you ever seen one in a store?
Oh, yeah,
or in a business?
One.
Really?
Mears, Oklahoma, in the middle of the wildlife reserve. There's one at the.
No, I'm not talking about a totem pole. I'm talking about Kalijah.
No, this is a cigar store Indian. I'm saying it's in their
I've
general
never,
store.
I've
there.
Never. How much was it?
15.
No, it wasn't for
how
sale.
Much?
It was, you know.
15.
1500?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were all expensive. Holy we looked them up online and they were not cheap. It was like, oh, yeah, we need to get that. And then we looked them up online and we were like, no, we don't. This is a little bit much.
1500 for that is crazy. I'm so glad you said 100 because I was thinking 15 grand would be insane, too.
Oh, well.
Hey,
yeah,
I got a great idea. Let's get a Hyundai and put it right there.
We're going
to get. Actually,
why is there a car?
You could fit a smart car in that hallway.
You
just
could,
put it there.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Why not?
Also, some things that happened this week. We had to turn down a very somewhat well-known group to use our facility as rehearsal space.
You know, it's mainly for the rehearsal area we have here at the soundstage. It's not that big. It's perfect for what we need for video shoots and that kind of stuff. But they wanted to do a full-blown band rehearsal they would do their stage show.
To me, and it's not even that they have, how many people do they have?
People.
Seven people in the band.
Plus all of their amps and
that
monitors.
That was a problem. It's that when you start plugging stuff in,
right.
It gets that room is pretty bouncy until we can get it.
Yeah, we haven't added the sound soak.
You could
yet.
Have sound soak in it though, and it still wouldn't be enough to keep. I mean, I'm more worried about what is the law? How loud is too loud to where the police show up and go,
is there a party going on here?
Yeah, there's a party. Come on in.
Not to mention the other people in the
Billy
building.
Billy Ray, bring the twerking alien girls.
Yeah,
So we had to say no. It wasn't.
I hate saying no to anybody. They're good dudes too.
They're good people, and it's not part of it's really not part of our business plan, but it is something that
I do want to mention. Check out Florida Georgia Line on tour this summer.
Yep,
they're great.
The new song with Luke Bryan.
It's pretty awesome.
Also,
but we're not dropping names or nothing.
Did you guys get the email I forwarded to you?
Which one?
The from Phyllis.
No.
Oh yeah, they wrote an article about you.
Did you read it?
Yeah, I read it.
Did
it was
you
good.
Just pull that? Did you just pull a? Hey, did you see this?
Okay, wait.
You got to go back to this guy. Let's give a little.
We're not telling. That
oh,
story.
You have
Don't
to tell the story.
Story.
Don't say the person's name. Don't say the person's name. We're doing this broadcast, and it's like
it was the CMA
Awards, and we're doing the broadcast over there. And there's this new artist that walks up, and he goes, We start talking to him. We don't know anything about him because we'd never heard of him, you know? And all of a sudden, in the middle of the conversation, it's a great conversation. He pulls this thing out of his back pocket. It's a rolled-up magazine, and he lays it on the thing. It's rolled up but laminated. Lays it on the table and goes, "You boys see this?
Can you believe this?
Can you believe this? So-and-so magazine voted me the best up-and-coming artist of this year."
I'm telling you, it was laminated.
And Big D went, "Did you just pull out your own press on us?"
He pulled
and he
out.
Goes, he goes, "Well, yeah, I mean, because, you know, if you didn't see it, you need to, because this is a big deal. I'm." He started stammering.
Yeah, and I feel bad for, you know, you're trying point. To, like, no one's there to toot your own horn, so you got to toot your own. But it was weird.
It was very
weird.
I
wasn't meaning to do that. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to think of something to talk about on this podcast.
Well, I felt so bad. By the way, he never made it.
No, but
and it wasn't because of that, but he just never made it. Hey, I do want to mention something else too, because this is.
Well, hold on before you get through that. The article from Phyllis was really good. I thought she did a great job on it.
I'm ADD.
You're fucking no kidding.
So she did this article about us and us starting our own company and really doing. I don't know. There's anybody else besides Kid Craddock.
It was an inspiration to us. I mean, we spent time at his house hanging out, you know, talking about how do we do this? And he's like, "Man, you just go for it. You can't do what we're doing half-ass. You can't. You have to be all in or it'll fail." And that's what we did. We broke away from this big, huge company that we worked for, the largest broadcast corporation. I mean, we said bye.
Yeah.
And
it was on our decision. I mean, they counter offered to keep us, and
now they could have kept us on their stations, but they also decided not to.
Yeah, that's a whole other.
That's a different thing. Yeah, people were mad at us for leaving. We're like, "No, we didn't leave. They could have kept us."
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
We still had active contracts.
Yeah, that's,
you know, Kid left the same company.
Yeah.
In the same way we did back in the day, and they didn't drop his show on any of those stations back then.
Yeah.
But it was all different.
The industry changed.
The company wasn't in $21 billion in debt, and they weren't having to make such rash decisions on programming to save money like they were then.
Well, like they are now. I wish them all the best.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh there. I'm sure he meant
I
that
do.
Sincerely.
I wish them all the best. I mean,
but you know what? Phyllis's article, I mean, we went all into it.
I haven't read it yet.
It's only a page. I don't think it got
too... Oh, well, we talked on the phone for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, don't you really love that? 45-minute conversation turns
45,
into... not even a page. It's like a half a page. It's like this big.
Took time away from doing a St. Jude Radiothon smack dab in the middle of a snowstorm. I forget which winter storm name it was from the Weather Channel. We're in the middle of a snowstorm in Syracuse. It's cold. There's 14 inches of snow on the ground. We stopped everything to do this, and we got a half a page.
Meanwhile, winter storm right. Jamal is raging outside.
Hey,
that's all right. I mean, I appreciate her.
I'm totally kidding. I'm kidding. Phyllis is awesome. She's a great writer. Phyllis Stark, if you haven't read her stuff, huge country fan, huge heart, and she writes really good stuff about all your favorite
Billboard
country
magazine.
Stars.
I mean, think about it. That's everyone. Right. If you probably never read Billboard, but you
know
what it is.
Yeah. From Casey Kasem.
Was his from Billboard?
I don't think his was from Billboard. I think he used a different chart.
I remember Casey Kasem, man, and Rick Dees.
All those old dudes who used to...
I'll tell you what, Rick Dees, when I heard Rick Dees' Countdown for the first time, I was blown away.
You know, that was my first job, the Rick Dees' Countdown. That's
what
I did.
It?
I was 14 years old.
Was it on records?
I was recruited by the radio station to play in a softball tournament because I was a baseball player, and... After
ringer.
The tournament, I was a ringer for their team. After the tournament, because I had to be employed there, they had an opening, and they're like, "Hey, you're already on the quote-unquote payroll. Come play. Or come work. We need somebody to run this Rick Dees Countdown." So I went in on Saturday mornings, and I would run the Rick Dees Countdown off of records.
They really sent it on records?
They were on records. Like, when you would be listening at home, I would play, and it came in like 15-minute segments. I would play like the 15 minutes, so I would sleep. I had an alarm clock. This was way before iPhones with their alarms on them. I would have to set an alarm clock for like 10 minutes, and I would catch, because I was a kid.
You know those records are out there. Like that's got to be.
Yeah, you
imagine. I used to have a storage shed full of them because I could keep the records
love
after.
To hear that now.
So now did they have?
I don't know where they're at.
With like the record, you would put it. You would start it up.
Start it up,
and you hear that.
Yeah, you'd hear Hot 107.5 little jingle,
and then you go into the thing.
You hit the Rick D's thing. Okay, we're at number 20.
Now would it have? Would it be the whole record? Is the whole 15 minutes?
The whole record? No, wait. It was 15 minutes. Yes, per side. It was 15 minutes per side.
So if you don't catch it.
But if you played them out of order, you know, there was, I think, 8 records and like, you know, every side.
Think about the cost. Did you ever call you? We do this now, okay? And we do our own. Think about the cost of sending your show out.
Distribution, yeah,
on record. Recording it, pressing it on vinyl.
Yeah.
And then mailing it to people.
I have those somewhere. Wow. I really do. I don't know where, but I do. And then also, I would come back on Sundays and I would do the same thing, but with Casey Kasem.
You know, Rick D's, our partner company, Compass, they still work with Rick D. They're distributing his show now.
That's cool, man.
Really?
So we actually have a deal with the same company that you've come full circle, Bubba.
God, I have.
You really have. How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I thought, remember with, that day that Casey Kasem called us and I about flipped it? I forgot what it was. It was like some big surprise. You and Patrick.
No. I emailed him.
Yeah, but you guys said like, yeah, but y'all didn't tell me he was calling.
I didn't know he was going to call. All I said was, hey, we're big fans. If you ever get a chance to call us, here's our hotline number. You were surprised. I was surprised as much as you were.
I thought you guys set that up and did like a whole surprise guest thing.
That's how cool he is. He just did it. He just called on his own. I think he's in really bad shape.
Last I heard, he was very ill.
He's on death's door.
It makes me sad. Death's door. Who says death's door?
Old ladies and D.
And Big D.
Do you guys say graveyard or cemetery?
I say cemetery.
Cemetery, yeah.
Dang it, I say graveyard like an old Western gunslinger.
Any other little phrases you say there?
I say.
I'm your Huckleberry.
He says pitcher.
He does say pitcher. Hey, man, take a pitcher. A what? A pitcher. Of beer?
A pitcher of what?
All right.
What else we got going on this week? We talked to Billy Ray, Billy Ray Cyrus, all about that crazy rap remake.
We got our plaque next to Toilet Turkey in the bathroom.
Toilet Turkey's awesome.
So our
toilet, to explain why we have a plaque and why we have a Toilet Turkey, we are in a basement of this building. Like, literally, they put us dankest, darkest place they could ever find. I think I made both of those words up.
You did.
And literally, there's a big, giant, if you see in the videos, this red pipe in the back of the room that's running across the ceiling. That is a toilet sewer pipe. So every time you flush the toilet and we're on the air, if you listen real close in the background, you hear, it's water and stuff. Running right through the studio right behind us, and it's weird because they have to pump it up to get it out of the building,
and because there's a pump,
we have a grinder.
Yeah, you can't have you can't flush anything in the toilet. That's
all you
not
can flush is
flushable.
You know, human waste and toilet paper, and that's it.
So our lease says we have to have a sign that says that.
That says, please do not flush anything but toilet
paper. They gave
us
like this little, you know, drawing that basically shows you all the stuff you can't flush down
the
toilet.
I thought the drawing was kind of, I got to be honest, that little drawing sticker they wanted us to put on the toilet, I thought that looked very classless.
It did. Well, for some of that stuff, I wasn't even sure what it was.
Yeah, like you could tell.
Is that a popsicle? I don't understand. Why would I flush a popsicle down the
that's
toilet?
That's what it looked
that
like.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think there's a pregnancy
this
test.
This is an old sock. That's weird. Who would do that?
Anyway, you can't flush anything, so we had to do that. Toilet Turkey is this picture of a
Seriously,
turkey.
Go get it. Go get it right now. I'm going to tell you, I want to see if we can guess.
Are you getting the sticker?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm with him. Some of those, okay. I still don't know.
While he's running to the bathroom to get that, Tyler Farr gave us this really cool picture of a turkey. Very awesome picture. And we hung it up in the bathroom. We're like, we called it Toilet Turkey and had it say whatever is on the plaque. And now the cheap little sticker says...
Okay.
So this is...
That one, okay, it honestly looks like cauliflower.
No, I think
is that just
supposed to be
like
crumpled
a crumpled
up paper?
Towels.
Don't right. throw stop signs in there.
I don't know what that is. What is that? Like an Oreo cookie.
Let me see.
Pills?
Yeah.
I'm what's the sure. one? It's
like
looks
a bottle cap? I mean, what's that supposed to be?
Oh, dude, I have no idea.
This this one here looks like something that people burn like...
That's a Q-tip.
Meth in.
That's a Q-tip?
That's a Q-tip.
Okay.
Okay.
What That's else? A tampon.
Yeah.
What is that? A banana?
A Band-Aid.
A Band-Aid?
Yeah.
A banana date?
I don't know.
Oh, that could be a sanitary pad.
This is apparently
pad.
An old...
That's a pad.
Oh. What's that?
Razor blade.
Who flushes a razor blade? Whether it's in our building or your own home, who flushes a razor blade?
And the other
getting
one is a condom.
First of all, who swallows it in the first place for it to come through? Wow.
No.
Getting ready to go on the Big D and Bubba show. Better get these razor blades out of my pocket, flush them down the toilet.
Oh, I can't.
Got to go through TSA.
Darn it. Dang sign.
If only right. I'd known.
Boiled so, again.
Hey, just some other things. We got the sign guy to put up our new sign out there in the little foyer. He's doing that Monday.
Okay.
I talked to him last night.
Close.
I talked to him. Yeah, it is. He was like, I could get that to you. Now, we talked to him way back whenever we ordered it because this guy does amazing vintage sign work.
You'll see him in the videos on the website.
And he's like, yeah, I'll get that for you in no time, you know, whatever. So we ordered the signs, and it's been a couple weeks, and I hit him up yesterday on text. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Oh, I could have that for you next week. And I went, we need it Monday. So he said, I could do that. He goes,
is there one or two?
It's two. It's one to go in here and another one to go by the back door.
Is the one in the back door smaller?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because we were looking, and the one the size of the ones in here would not fit outside.
No, it's about 24 inches.
Did you have
to
make this, like, the logo out closer to the...
Yeah, the logo's going to go closer to the edges. It's going to be a bigger logo.
We'll probably like it, but we probably will probably want to move that into here. We can't now, but...
Yeah. These are mounted, and they look good. Oh, you know what we got to get? We got to get more of that chain stuff, too.
Why?
Because we're going to have to hang it over there.
We'll just have Ronnie,
just Ronnie hang
just
it like
it
he
like
did
that.
With that one, our superintendent.
Because he's hanging that with chains, too.
Yeah, but he didn't have to use the chains.
He
could have done that
put it
without
right into
the chains.
The yeah.
He did it with
I would
the chains
prefer,
in here to make it match.
In fact, I would prefer that there's no chains even showing.
Really? I like the chains.
I think it's fine in here, but in there, I'd rather
just
be
look,
hanging
just,
on the
you
wall.
You guys don't like the chains? I think the chains are cool looking. It makes it look rougher and tougher.
Okay,
we have an exposed cinder block wall in here. I don't know how much rougher you want it to be. You want a gang member to come in here? Should I go sprinkle some, I don't know, some syringes on the floor? How rough are we talking?
By the way, something else to be looking for. If you're ever watching in-studio videos, I know we posted a couple this week with Katie Armiger when she was in here. If you look at the back wall, it is exposed cinder block, but it's stained. Like, not stained as in professionally stained. Like, it's got mold and stains on it.
It's not mold.
It's not mold. Don't say mold.
What was
no
it?
One, no
well,
one
not does. Mold, but you know what I mean. It's got something.
I think.
Like water stains.
It's got watermarks
water
on it.
Water stains.
Is that from whenever the sewer pipe busted before we moved in?
No, that was in the kitchen.
That was in the kitchen.
And that was before
that was
any of it
was green
finished.
Room. Yeah,
in the green room.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right, well, this is fun, guys. Y'all be good.
Yeah.
Donuts. We're good for donuts and coffee. Is that what we're going to do?
For
the big thing? And we'll post.
You sure you don't want something else?
I mean, I really don't know that. I mean, I don't think anybody else wants. I'm telling you,
I think donuts is safe.
These guys
coffee
walk
is safe.
In. They're going to go. Most of these guys are suits. They're going to walk in here and go, oh, yeah, this is great. This
okay,
looks
now
awesome.
What?
Okay, now what? They're not looking in here to really go to breakfast with us. They want to just go to breakfast. We go to a restaurant.
They want to come in and just watch us do the show.
They
want to
see
it
what it looks like. They want to see us living the dream. And, oh, this is how, oh,
and
wow.
By the way, watching the show in this building is the coolest thing ever. We've got a big picture window. It's
yeah, but they can't 30
pictured.
Of them stand in the green room.
I'm sorry, a picture window.
The picture window.
But they stand in the green room. It can fit probably six people total.
Yeah.
But they can watch it. They
so
can watch
we'll
through
rotate
the window.
Them through.
Yeah, and they can listen
and
to what's
the,
going
that's
on
a
the
bigger,
show.
See, that's a, to me a bigger deal than donuts or not.
Yeah, and while the other ones are standing in the hall waiting, guess what they're going to do?
They're going to eat donuts.
They're
going to
eat donuts because we said breakfast with Big D and Baba.
Yeah. Yeah. See it all? What?
So are they going to be like milling or? I just don't know. There's a lot of people. I mean,
it's
I know we have a big
place.
Oh, we got a big facility here.
Yeah.
But like they're going to be out in the stage.
It's going to be all, I mean, for 30 people to fit in here, they're going to be all over. It's going to be awesome, sort of.
I love radio people.
I know.
It's just the best. Just great people.
Look, we have several people that we know are coming that are awesome people. Really good friends. Great people.
I'm
we
at
have
that
a lot
point.
Of people who are strangers, and we don't know who they are or if they're going to be stealing our wallets off the counter.
I'm at that point where I, you know, when you first start in any business, you just want to be friends with everyone. You know, you want to be around. And I remember meeting people in this industry in the past when I was young that I got a weird vibe from, like a real icky, like.
Yeah, just like they were dirty. They had something
like
hanging on them.
Like they were dirty, yeah. And I remember going, golly.
Like just, politician dirty.
Yeah, I'm like, I just don't want to have to hang around those kind of people. And we spent the last 12, 15 years fighting to not hang around those people. But we had to because some of those people were part of our company who ran our show.
Yeah.
And so then we got out of it. And I'm real careful about who gets in.
Well, you know what's weird too is something a lot of people would think is that all DJs hang out together and they all know each other. We all know of each other for the most part, but we really don't hang out. My friends, when I leave, my best friends are, I've got a doctor who's a good friend of mine. I've got a guy who owns a car dealership who is a really good friend of mine, body shop type thing as well. I got another friend who's an accountant. I had another friend who is another accountant. I hang out with a lot of accountants, I think.
It's a shame, like, you're not better with money. How's that even a thing?
Yeah, you would think I would be. But it's like everybody I hang out with, like my real friends, aren't,
you know, an architect.
And I
don't hang
I've got
out.
An engineer buddy. Big D and I mean, really, we spend 15 hours a day in this room together sometimes. So whenever we get a chance to, we don't see each other on purpose.
Yeah, I mean,
Patrick, when's the last time I hung out with you?
I don't like hanging out with you guys outside of work. I'm just saying.
I think you and I went somewhere.
I do.
Didn't we
I
have
love
beers
both of
at
you,
one but... time with some friends? Like, we met some dudes out.
You know, the last time we hung out outside of work was the night that I was playing a show and I got Walker McGuire on stage up with me. That was the last time.
That was the second to last time. I went to that other bar, remember, because I was sitting on top of the chair.
Oh yeah. They were going out, him and Corey. It was after Corey's divorce and Bubba wanted to go.
I wanted to get him out of the
house. So then it was like, oh, come meet us. Oh my God. They picked like a loud bar full of 20-year-olds.
It was awesome. It was
and
great.
Bubba loved every second of it. And I'm like, oh my God, we're the oldest people here. I can't hear anything. There's no place to sit. Bubba's trying to live vicariously. Bubba's trying to live vicariously through me. So he's like, go talk to that girl.
They're all like 20 years old. Dude, 20-year-old girls love 30-year-old dudes. I'm telling you.
First of all, I'm 34. I look 40. And
I'm just saying, are missing out on this, dude. 20-year-old girls love 30-some-odd-year-old guys. They do.
Well, yeah, but they don't like him when his boobs are bigger than theirs.
All right. See, you didn't have to. You could have implied that without outright saying it.
How do you imply that?
I mean, you could have just
my bosom was larger?
No, it was fine.
I'm
all
sorry.
Right. And let's just stop. That's where we stop.
There we go. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Twitter, at Big D and Bubba.
Why are you glaring at me?
You can hit us up on Instagram, at Big D and Bubba.
Oh, because your man boobs are so tiny.
I'm going to keep going here. Also, Facebook.com/Big D and Bubba. All the links to our YouTube and much, much
just
more.
Just a joke.
At BigDandBubba.com. You do have big boobs.
Do I?
I don't think I have big boobs.
Not as big as mine, but... I mean,
it's fine.
We're all fat.
Who cares? No one cares. Nobody cares.
I promise you, 20-year-old girl
doesn't care. Does it really bother you?
Yes, it bothers me.
Then do something about it.
Then do something about it.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, my God.
Join me in the gym.
Whatever.
We lifting today?
I am not lifting with you today.
We're moving furniture. That counts as lifting.
Moving furniture?
Yes, we did. That's what we've been doing, and I got to go clean out that other studio. I'm about to bring a bunch of studio furniture into that other room over there this weekend.
Oh, what are you bringing in?
Yeah, I'm bringing in the whole studio setup.
Man.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay.
Yeah, the whole thing about, hey, you want to hang out Sunday? He's like, do this, do that. And I'm like, well, I got a lot of stuff to do before next week. And, you know, come Monday, it's going to be too late for me to do.
Did we all hear it when he said that?
What?
The Jimmy Buffett song?
Yes.
Yeah, we all did. Now it's in my head. Thanks. All right, we're done?
I'll be holding you tight.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Wish we'd finished this 10 minutes ago.
That's the Big D and Bubba Podcast. We'll see you next week.